Let's return now to the flashpoint in Mali, which for a moment appeared to be another attack from the folks that brought us the carnage a week ago in Paris. A hotel in Mali. Hostages taken by gunmen believed to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda, but part of a long-standing local insurgency. Dozens were killed as the operation ended in the Malian capital of Bamako. As the hotel was retaken, American, Indian, and French and German citizens were all staying at the Radisson during that attack. Six Americans in the hotel were reported evacuated. Joining us is Susanna Wing, who has written about Mali's political turmoil for years. She's professor of political science at Haverford College. Susanna, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, our assumption at this point should be that this attack is probably quite separate from the mission of ISIS. Tell us a little bit about the local insurgency in Mali and how it might be related or unrelated to the violence that we saw over the last week in France.
Well, it's important to look back and to say, first of all, there's been an ongoing separatist movement in northern Mali. There have been there was a territorial takeover in the north that the French responded to by intervening in the country and pushing back those organizations at that time. And now we have an ongoing UN peacekeeping presence and a French presence throughout the entire Sahel. I would say there have been three very prominent, just in the last year, attacks that have involved expatriates and have been on sort of tourist targets, such as an attack in a hotel in Sévaré in the middle of the country, an attack at a restaurant in Bamako, and now this very high-profile attack. What's the connection to what we saw in Paris? I would first point out, again, as you say, that there's been insecurity for some time in Mali, and this is likely connected to that broader insecurity. There have been calls for vigilance over the last couple weeks, in fact. Before Paris happened, there were calls for increased vigilance with respect to security in the capital. So there were clearly there was a sense, there were leads that something might happen, and this was prior to Paris.
Does the whole conversation about ISIS and Daesh's impact on the rest of the world bear directly on the instability in the Sahel? And do you think that instability in North Africa generally favors ISIS, is driven by ISIS in some way, or are they completely different dynamics?
Well, I wouldn't say they're completely separate. I think these organizations note what's happening in other places. They note the kind of attention that's gained by these organizations when they have high-profile attacks. But I also think we have to understand the local roots of each and every one of these, whether it's Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab in Somalia or ISIS or Al-Murabutin in Mali, which is the group that has claimed responsibility here. So yes, they're interconnected in some way, but I think it's more important to look at actually the local context and history that that brings these things, that makes these things happen. In other words, if there hadn't been such insecurity and so much conflict in Mali for so many years, the tensions wouldn't be high. There wouldn't be so easy to, not that it was easy to pull off this attack, but it would be less possible. And so I hesitate to say, this is all the same story.
Indeed. Susanna Wing is author of Constructing Democracy in Africa, Mali in Transition. She's professor of political science at Haverford College. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.